From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Kevin Foley, reading Keohok, Forgotten Arrows, by Craig Fraley. Now let's begin with Keohok, Forgotten Arrows. Chapter 1. Lake Shinoah, Nevada Desert, June, the present. Old Man Turner, owner of the Triple Spur Horse Ranch, gathered his men together in the bunkhouse. Most of the ranch hands were still on their cots, trying to shake off the sleepiness. Others were leaning against the walls in various stages of dress. All of them were sticky with sweat. It didn't matter what time of day or night, the bunkhouse always smelled like a musty footlocker. Turner cleared his throat in the universal means to get everyone's attention.
The sun will be up in a half hour, boys, and I want this conversation over before the day begins. And the only regret I have about Josh's ranch burning down is that I had nothing to do with it. I offered to buy Josh's stock, but he's got this peculiar idea of rebuilding the J-Bar-S. I will never be second to that Indian-loving son of a bitch again.
Turner pulled on his waistband the way his father used to after handing out a licking.
What I say now does not go outside of these walls. Any man who repeats these words, I will bury.
Turner stared at the faces all around him. Those who had been groggy were wide awake now.
Josh is the reason those Indians became a threat. The Keohoks used to just sit on their reservation, collecting their government checks and drinking themselves stupid. Then Josh came along with his fancy education, built a ranch, and gave them all jobs. Them animals started thinking they were people. Hell, Josh has them convinced they're better horse ranchers than you.
Well, what are you saying, Turner? You want us to take on the reservation?
Patrick asked from his cot where he was scratching at a dandruff crust on the back of his head.
And not quite. What I want is for Josh to be dead.
I think I'd rather take on the reservation.
Somebody snickered. Turner pulled a bulging manila envelope out of his back pocket.
I have 200 $100 bills. That's $20,000 cash for the pay envelope of the man who does it. I don't care how he dies. I just want it done. Don't forget, this conversation never took place.
The normal morning noises that filled the bunkhouse seemed to have left with Turner. There was no talking or moaning or farting. Everyone moved around in a zombie-like state, carrying their toothbrushes and shaving gear to the bathroom. There was a sense of disbelief in the air. They needed a few cups of coffee to ponder what had been said. Even at the breakfast tables set up beneath metal awnings behind the bunkhouse, there was no talking. The men gulped their coffee and ate faster than usual. Benny waited until everyone started clearing out before approaching Ned.
What are you thinking about, Ned?
Same thing the rest of the boys are thinking about. How I can earn me that $20,000 without anybody knowing I did or getting killed doing it.
As the ranch hands walked toward the barn and corrals, they broke off into little clusters, each cluster watching the other to make sure nobody was eavesdropping on their conversation.
It looks like everybody's doing more than thinking about it now,
Benny said, rubbing his belly with both hands as though he were proud of how it hung over his belt buckle.
I ate too fast, Ned, and I'm going to get to the crappers because of it.
I don't give a shit if you get the shits.
No, Ned, I don't imagine you do. You're a loner. You work by yourself. You eat by yourself. You drink by yourself. You're kind of a mystery, huh?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?